I had a burp.
Hello, everybody.
I'm sorry. I smelled it.
Really?
It smelled like Fritos. Did you eat Fritos?
I didn't eat Fritos.
Well, it smelled like Fritos.
Oh, well.
Sorry. Anyway.
Guys, I just burped, so that's why Sebastian interrupted me during the intro.
Sorry. It just caught me off.
Let me repeat that.
Sorry.
Hello, everybody. This is Big Daddy Brian with my best friend from 7th grade, Sebastian. Hell yeah, brother. And we're here to talk about Percy Jackson. Episode 5 and 6. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
You lost track because you hate it.
Let's talk about
episode 5.
Okay.
So we started off with Percy Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Being alive.
Being alive, because Annabeth and Grover were talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They see the three elderly ladies clipping
the string of yarn alive
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go run around, they find Percy, and that's how episode 5 starts. So tell us, Sebastian, what did you think about episode 5? And I think this is the episode that involved our boy Ares.
Mm-hmm.
Our boy Ares. Hephaestus showed up.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Beauty goddess.
Aphrodite
did not show up. So talk about it. Go ahead. Is this the one you hated? Or you hated episode 6 more?
I hated both.
Oh.
I don't want to say hate. I disliked both. Mm. I think it was very lackluster, for lack of a word. Yeah. It was not my favorite. I think... Remember what we said. Hopefully they don't start rushing things.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what I felt in episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Annabeth and Percy, out of nowhere, already are like getting really close.
Well, they did just go through like a whole death.
But the whole thing is like it was a slow burn. I feel like in the books, it was like they were starting to understand each other. Obviously, we don't have that time.
Yeah.
But I feel like when she hugged him after she found out he was alive, it was
the
like,
part where she called Percy seaweed brain. I think it was unearned.
You think what?
You think it was unearned? Like, because in the book, it kind of like came off like as a, you know, they were like flirting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like they haven't, I feel like there hasn't been a lot of play between them both where I can be like, oh yeah, they're finally getting together. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I feel like it was just a switch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, he's alive. Let me hug him because I care about him so freaking much. I know. And I love him. And it's like, no, that's not what she's been doing these last four episodes. In my opinion.
Me and Elaine were talking about this, and I was like, I feel like I should read the book again. Because I feel like I'm not giving it a chance sometimes.
Okay, so you feel the same way as I do.
I feel the same way.
Okay.
Like, when it was going on, I was kind of just like, oh, it's cool, I guess. Whatever.
Do you think maybe we're just old?
Maybe.
Do you think it's not, we're not the targeted audience?
Maybe it's that. But with Harry Potter, like, when I rewatch it, like, I still get interested.
But again, Harry Potter does not have the budget. Harry Potter had the budget.
Yeah, Harry Potter was like a big budget
and Harry
movie.
Potter is like 3 times popular than Percy Jackson. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're at the same level.
I think the best way we could describe this TV show is it's better than the movie, but it feels like the TV show is like the game of to-do list. Do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, that.
Okay, and can we also talk about the dialogue?
Yes.
Because yes.
Have you noticed it?
I'm so over it.
Yeah.
They told me to come here and pick you guys up.
Uh-huh.
I'm not liking that.
Mm-hmm.
The way
Ares said that?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You know what's crazy? That's Edge.
Who?
Edge, who's WWE superstar.
Who's Edge?
You remember Edge?
No.
You watched wrestling, didn't you?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, all right. Well, I can't talk about
it. But do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But it's crazy. He's actually like an actual actor. He was in a TV show called Vikings. And I guess Vikings is a really good...
I've heard it's popular.
Yeah. So I'm kind of surprised you don't think he's doing a good job.
Do you think he did a good job?
I think he did a fine job. I think it's the kids that kind of like do it for me. You know what I mean? Where it's like... Mm.
I'm not connecting with it anymore. And I'm really sad because I feel like I studied very strong.
Mm.
And I feel like my feelings were like, yes, this is perfect. Do you think he's doing it justice?
I think he's doing a fine job, you know, fine, like average job. I just think they could have done way better. It feels like a scene will end and they'll just do like a big black, like dead space or like nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part you could tell where it's like, if it was on TV, this is the commercial break.
Okay.
Have you noticed that?
No.
No? It's done it to me a couple times where I'm like, that's kind of annoying.
What does Elaine think about it?
I don't think she cares. Okay. It's because when Elaine watches the show, it's more of a background noise.
Okay.
So, like, she'll watch it, she'll be on her phone.
Okay. And it's great. I still recommend it.
Yeah.
But I do think it's losing my interest. Mm-hmm. Again, the dialogue. And Percy's, I'm just not connecting with Percy. I like Percy's hair. It looks nice. I'm like, wow, like the hairstyle is really popping off. But I'm just, Grover's
the MVP.
He's so cool.
He's the MVP. He's been doing good.
He's been doing amazing.
I think Annabeth is kind of...
She has her moments.
I think what's going on with Annabeth is that she's doing... How did Annabeth do in the movie? Was she like that? Was she talking
I think I like Annabeth movie...
More than TV show.
Acting-wise.
And I think I know why. I think it's just like the TV show one. She's trying to do too much of like a robotic voice.
That's what I'm not liking. That's exactly what it is.
It feels like there's no emotion behind her words. And it feels like Annabeth in the books, she wasn't like that. She was actually like, when she said something, it was with emotion. With her, she like, a good example, I think this was in episode 6, where she was talking about how Luke's, like, we can't talk about Hermes with Luke.
Mm-hmm.
She did not say that with, like, passion or emotion, like in the way someone would be like, stop, you can't talk about that with him. She was more like...
See, that had emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job,
all
Brian.
The way, hell yeah.
Come on, Brian. That was good. No, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you guys know. And then she's like, we cannot talk about Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Because... that's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, mama, come on. Like, put some effort in there. Yeah, I love the actress, though.
Yeah, I think she would have done better. I think it's just, like, the acting choices they try to make. Because by the end of the day, Rick is there. The guy that made these books, he's there.
Yeah.
So what if, like, he's the one that kind of, like...
Just trying to direct it?
Yeah. Because I know he's directed some of the episodes.
Well, he should stick to writing.
Because... with her, it's just like legit, like what you're talking about. It's like pause, talk.
Like, yeah, I agree.
Don't care.
Yeah, no.
That's why I think the seaweed brain part did not have a big like effect on me. I was just kind of like,
mm-hmm.
I was like, it's not earned. Like you just said it to say it. Like what the hell?
Yeah.
I don't know, but episode 5, I think was fine. I think episode six was.
Oh.
Oh. Whoa, what are you thinking about?
What are you thinking about? You were the one that said it.
Whoa.
I keep forgetting we're not recording.
I know.
I keep looking at the camera.
Maybe I should have took that off.
I'm like side-eyeing. Like.
So guys, we're recording this episode, but we didn't record it with cameras. And we legit just like did a big stare at it. But episode 6, I feel like that one was the one that went kind of downhill. Because they went to the lowest part like.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Like it was like a 10-minute part.
Yeah.
And I was like, in the movie, it's a bigger part than this.
Because
They went in there. I think it was there was like flowers in the air where like it made them feel like they were there for longer. But they didn't explain that. It's just kind of like
they didn't even eat the lotus flower, mm-hmm. Or did they? Can't remember.
So I read somewhere on TikTok that was just in the movie. It wasn't in the book.
Oh.
So I was like, that's
where I'm getting confused.
I was confused too. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like. Didn't they update a flower? But I think they should have explained better that it's in the air too. Because it just made it seem like as soon as you enter the hotel, days have gone by.
I did like Hermes.
Hermes was all right.
I did like Hermes. I think his... Well, another thing that I did not like... Okay, go ahead. I cut you off.
No, you're good.
Another thing I did not like was when he's like, nah, I'm not helping you guys. He's like, a lot of demigods come and go. You guys are worthless. And then Annabeth was like, we're friends of Luke. Like that, he was like, okay, come on. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's believable.
No, I know, I'm saying, but I'm just finding that disconnect of
like they're just doing it.
It's more convincing. Like, you're not gonna convince a god just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in the book, I can't remember, but I think there was
more. I don't think Hermes was.
He wasn't even in the.
He wasn't in the.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I didn't fuck with none. But these two episodes were rough for me.
Yeah, these were rough. These I did not really pay attention. I'm gonna be honest.
Me neither.
I did not pay attention like crazy. It was more like I was chilling and watching.
Yeah.
Chilling and watching.
Yeah.
And when I say chilling, I'm on my phone while watching. But I still pay attention. It was kind of like one of those things where like you're on your phone for a bit.
Right.
You look.
Yeah.
You watch for like 5 minutes, get back on phone, chill.
So what do you expect for next episode?
Well, the next two episodes should be the finale coming up. Do you want to record an episode just of episode 7 and then we record like a long one on episode 8? No. I think we should, right?
The 7, we haven't even gotten to what's still missing. With the dragon?
The dragon part. Did you notice in this one too, again, like, they don't show anything, like, that's gonna do a lot of CGI?
Mm-mm. It was a lot of walking. Episode 5 was a lot of walking.
Episode 5, yeah. It was whatever.
Did you like Hephaestus,
his actor? I thought it was gonna be ugly.
He's old, no? Yeah. And did he have a cane?
No, he didn't have a cane.
Wait, it was in the, carnival.
I don't remember.
It was in the carnival.
I don't remember, like, how to compare him in the book. I just thought he was supposed to be ugly.
Yeah, he was very ugly.
Yeah, right.
Hunched and I'm very disappointed. That's all I have. that's like all I have.
Yeah, same.
No positives.
This does deserve like 11-minute episode.
No, it does.
Because I just don't think there was anything memorable. Like like Ares was fine, I guess. No, I liked Ares.
I liked his intro.
You liked his intro?
It was badass.
Like, his actor, like, doing
I didn't really care for. And then him tweeting. He was like, oh, like I'm starting a Twitter fight or something like that. I was like, okay. And then Grover saying, I like you. That little moment they had.
To him? Oh,
yeah. That was awkward for me. Again, I just think I'm old. I just think I'm not connecting with it. But I love Grover. Character-wise, still my ranking is the same. Grover, Annabeth, Percy.
Yeah, I think it'd still be good for, like, kids. Because when we're kids, everything kind of looks more better than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's something that you watched as a kid that's better than it is?
High School Musical 2.
Really?
Have you gone back to it as an adult?
Yeah, you're right, probably. I like Let It Shine more than
Let It Shine is a good one.
And I think I rewatched it and I was like, this is kind of cringy.
Kiki Palmer? No, Jordan Sparks.
And Coco Jones.
Did you ever?
No, it's not Jordan Sparks.
It was Jordan Sparks.
It's Coco.
Oh, Jordan Sparks was the song, right? I'm trying to remember. Mm-hmm. I think it was Jordan Sparks.
You think no.
Okay.
It's Tyler or something.
What about Jump In?
Never seen it again.
What about A Kid and the Bees?
Never seen it.
You never seen A Kid and the Bee?
No.
It's with Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, no, I never.
It's like a spelling bee contest. It's good. You should watch it.
It's too old.
Yeah, it is a little old.
How old is it? Is it like 2002?
Well, she was a little girl and now she's like with a whole child and everything.
Yeah, see, it was Coco Jones.
Who made the music though?
The music.
I could have sworn Jordan Sparks was part of it.
I don't think so.
Singles right there.
Coco Jones, Tyler James.
Oh, no.
Track listing, writers. Da.
No Jordan Sparks.
No Jordan Sparks anywhere. You were wrong.
Okay. Interesting. You were
wrong. Jordan Sparks was only popular for like 2 years, huh?
Yeah.
She's just a Glendale girl.
Is she from Glendale?
Yeah, or Phoenix. Somewhere around there.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we support our queens
from
Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. We support
like
locals.
Emma Stone.
No way.
Yeah, she's from here. She's from Glendale.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I think she even went to GCC. Yeah, she's from Phoenix. She's from Phoenix.
Wow, that's cool.
Emma Stone. Maybe she didn't go to GCC. I think she went to Scottsdale Community College.
Scottsdale. Wow. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine being famous?
I am famous. No, just kidding. Imagine.
I mean, I feel like we're not A-list celebrities.
Yeah.
But I definitely think we're Z-list.
Yeah, we're Z-list.
Yeah, for sure. We got to be up there.
Hey, yo, people know about
us. We know about it. They know about us. They know about us. I agree.
Okay. We got 10 people
that
know about us.
Come on, Z-list.
Z-list.
Where's my Grammy at?
Give me my Grammy. Let me see.
Sorry, y'all. We're done with Percy Jackson. Yeah, it was ass. Sorry, y'all.
Emma Stone has rich parents. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I mean...
Of course.
I think a lot of celebrities are rich parents.
Yeah. Like actors, like I feel like most of the time they're just like famous relatives or something.
Have you seen Abbott Elementary?
Yes. Good. Didn't I recommend that to you? Yeah.
I love it.
I thought we talked about this
show.
Did
we?
Yeah.
Did you see she won a Grammy?
Yeah.
I'm so happy for her.
I thought I told you about this. Like you should watch it.
Did you watch both seasons?
Yeah.
What I watched the whole thing. Can you please tell me your favorite part?
When they got together.
Okay, interesting. Really?
Was it that?
My favorite part was when what's the principal's name?
Ava.
Ava. When Janine's like, Ava, we need funding. Like, our school's breaking down. She's like, no, we spent all of our funding. And then it cuts to her like in the bus with rims.
Oh yeah.
That was funny. Like, that was funny.
Nah, like, I need to rewatch this season to remember what the parts are.
Cause the Abbott?
Yeah, because I remember. So I watched that show when a new episode came out every week because I had Hulu. And Hulu, like, they posted the new episodes every week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I would watch it. I wouldn't just watch it, like, binge.
I did that. That's what you did, right? It took me a while to get into it, but it's so good. Yeah. Do you like that one or The Office more?
Probably The Office.
Me too.
It has more power right now.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Just because, like, you know, it's two seasons.
But I do think Abbott has potential.
It does have potential to be better than The Office, for sure.
Who's your favorite character?
What the heck is his name?
Tyler.
Yeah. Character.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know
who.
Yeah, he's funny. Nah, Ava's my favorite character.
I love Ava, too, though. Ava, she's so funny. Dude, I'm going to rewatch it. Ava is just so
funny. She's the highlight, bro. She just comes out of nowhere.
I love her. Crazy. I think she's funny. And then she does care for the kids.
Yeah, like that one episode where she was like, I need to get that one kid pants or something. I forget what. But she made sure he had pants.
Her restroom. She has like a personal restroom. I love the janitor too. He's so funny.
Oh, he's a good guy.
I love
him. My favorite episode was the Thanos episode with the little kid for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And like they do the whole like Halloween. Avengers scene again where they took away the thing. And the guy's like, no. I'm like, oh my God.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Sorry, y'all.
I'm sorry, guys, but these two episodes of Percy Jackson were just not it.
They were not. And we... Or just having a conversation now.
We're just having a conversation.
I missed you.
I missed you too, man.
I missed Elaine too. I miss Elaine. Mm-hmm. I miss a little shadiness. I miss Adonis, and I'm really excited to see him right now. I don't know if he's up, but
yeah, he should be up.
If he's up, I'm excited to see
him. I think it's just tough because we've been so busy.
Yeah,
especially with the holidays.
When's his party again?
I don't want to say it on.
Okay, but let me know because I forgot.
Yeah, I'll tell you. You had an invitation.
You're right.
Come on, brother.
Sorry.
But shout out to you guys. I'm gonna let Sebastian do the outro.
Yeah, y'all be good out there. Yeah, Brian, I didn't mess with it.
Oh, no, it's because,
you watching my every move, like, damn.
No, it's because I like to make sure the mic is on. I know that one time the mic was
off. Yeah, when it was off, yeah. Okay, well, thank you guys for listening. You guys can listen to us on YouTube, TikTok, Apple Podcast, Anchor, what else? Spotify, something. Oh, okay. Yeah. Gay Guy Straight Guy podcast.
I said it a lot right there. I was like,
maybe with the name change.
Yeah.
Maybe. Thank y'all. So make sure you guys subscribe.
Shout out to y'all. Me and Big Daddy Brian appreciate you. You like how you use me as a third party or a third person?
Third person. Don't shout.
Bye.
You're annoying.
Sebastian's trying to kill me. I'm not joking.
Right? No, they're actually going to think I am.
I know.
Bye, everybody. Right, bye, guys. Love y'all.